Masechet Megillah, Perek Bet, Mishnah Bet. Mishnah says, Kera'ah Sirugin Umitnamnem Yatsa. If a person read the Megillah in parts, let's say he read some of it, and then he took a pause, and then he continued, and then he took a pause, and then he continued all the way. Even if he paused for very long pauses, where he would have technically been able, in that time span, to finish the entire Megillah. Or another case, he was Mitnamnem, he was half sleeping. He kept on dozing off, up and down. But he read the entirety of the Megillah, Yatsa, he fulfilled his obligation in both of these cases. If he read it part by part, or while he was half sleeping, he has fulfilled his obligation. Haya kotva dorsha umagiha. If a person was a sofer, for example, and he was writing a Megillah, when they would write a Megillah, they would have a full kosher Megillah in front of them, and they would write it one by one, one word at a time, one pasuk at a time. So if he was writing a Megillah, or he was fixing a Megillah, or he was, let's say, learning from a Megillah, and while he was working on it, he read one pasuk at a time, but he ended up reading the entire Megillah. Has he fulfilled his obligation? The Mishnah says, Im kiven libo yatza, v'im lav lo yatza. If a person had the proper kavanah, he had the proper mindset that he wanted to fulfill his obligation with that reading, we say that he fulfilled his obligation. But if he did not have the kavanah, if he did not try and fulfill his obligation, he has not fulfilled his obligation. This comes from the general rule, the klal that we know, mitzvot sedichot kavanai. Person has to have intent. He has to have the thought over there that he wants to fulfill his obligation. And if he does not have that thought, he did not do the mitzvah. Now we'll talk about what the Megillah has to be written on and what type of ink can be used. Hayta kituva besam upsikra ubekomos ubekankantom. If the Megillah was written with a certain type of yellow dye, a red dye, a tree sap, some sort of liquid that comes from a tree, or sulfate, an iron salt, al haniyar ve'ala diftera, or it was written on a paper or a parchment that was unfinished, it wasn't taken care of, it wasn't processed properly, we say in all of these cases, lo yatzai, person who wrote a Megillah with one of those types of ink, or on a type of document like paper or unfinished parchment, has not fulfilled his obligation. Ad shetehe ketuva ashurit al hasefer ubdio, until a person wrote it in Hebrew, he wrote it on parchment, and he used black ink. That's the way to have a kosher Megillah. In the last Mishnah, we did mention that you could write, in certain circumstances, a Megillah in a different language and in a different script. So what we're really saying over here is, this is the only type of Megillah that's acceptable to everybody. Those other types of Megillot were only acceptable if people knew those other languages. But when it comes to a Megillah written in Ashurit, in Hebrew, those types of Megillot, every single Jew could fulfill his obligation with, even if he doesn't know Hebrew well. Masechet Megillah, Perek Bet, Mishnah Gimel. A person who lives in an unwalled city needs to read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar. If a person lives in a walled city from the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, he would read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. Here we'll talk about, what if a person's traveling? He lives in one type of city, but ends up spending time of Purim in a different place. Mishnah says, Ben Ir Shehalach Lekrach, Uben Krach Shehalach Leir. If a person lives in an unwalled city all year long, and he traveled on Purim to a walled city, and he's going to be in that walled city for Purim. Or if you have a person who lived in a walled city all year long, and then he went and he traveled to an unwalled city, and he was there for Purim. What does he do? Which does he follow? Does he follow the place that he actually lives? Or does he actually follow the day that he's currently in that location? So the Mishnah tells us, Im atid lahazod limkomo, kore bimkomo. If he's going to return to his hometown before the sun comes up the next morning, before dawn of Purim morning, he would read the Megillah on the same day as his hometown. The main reading of the Megillah is the daytime reading, even though we have an obligation to read the Megillah twice, one time in the night and one time in the daytime. the main reading is considered to be the daytime reading. So if we say, if a person's obligation to read the Megillah, which kicks in right away in the morning, if he's in his hometown by that time, he goes by his hometown. If he, we say, v'im lav, kore imahen. But if he's not going to be back in his hometown, what, when dawn hits, right, when the sun starts to come up, then we say he goes by the spot that he's in. He goes by the residence of the place that he's visiting. And because he's in that spot, once the obligation of the Megillah came in, that which starts right at the time of dawn. Umehechan kore adam et haMegillah veYotze baYedei Chovato. From where in the Megillah does a person have to read in order to fulfill his obligation? There is a pasuk in the Megillah that says, Et kol tokef lekayem et igeret haPurim hazot, that Mordechai and Esther, they wrote all the power to certify this letter of Purim, which is talking about the Megillah. When it says that the igeret of Purim, the letter of Purim, it says that we have to read about the power. So there's a disagreement from the rabbis, whose power are we talking about? And back in the Mishnah, the Bimeir Omed Kula, the Bimeir says that the entire Megillah has to be read in order to fulfill an obligation. He would understand that we're talking about the power of Ahasuerus. Ahasuerus starts off right in the beginning of the Megillah, and from there on, the Bimeir would say you have to read the entire thing, from the start of Ahasuerus all the way until the end of the Megillah. Rabbi Yehuda Omed Meish Yehudi. Rabbi Yehuda says that a person has fulfilled his obligation even if he reads from the Pasuk Ish Yehudi, talking about Mordechai. And lastly, Rabbi Yose Omer Me'ahar HaDevarim Ha'ele. Rabbi Yose says, if you read from the Pasuk of Ahar HaDevarim Ha'ele, which talks about the rise of Haman to power, then you have fulfilled your obligation. They all argue, whose power are we talking about? And they come to the conclusion of what the main part of the Megillah is that a person actually has to read to fulfill his obligation.